my name is Chongor Hamley, and today I want to show you how I made this.
The book has two parts. The first one is for the students. 144 color pages printed in a print house, and it looks beautiful. The second part is only for the teachers. It can be printed in black and white. The book's target audience is everybody who has Hungarian roots, who speak Hungarian but don't live in a Hungarian environment. The kids are mainly at the age of 11 to 12, but it can be used in a broader interval, and their teachers, and their parents too. The book's main content is mostly grammar and spelling, but some literature, some idioms, and some other funny things are also there. The document contains hundreds of tables, images, and fields. And if you open the already defined by renaming it to zip, then you can see the content in which 65 bytes of pictures can be found. The team had three authors. One of them was the lead author, and another one was the project manager. We also hired a graphic artist, but because we were on a tight budget, we used only a couple of pictures from her, and most of the images were coming from stock. There was one editor, which was me, and there were reviewers as well. The first one wanted to use this in her scientific career as a reference, but when she realized she cannot use this, then she gave the whole thing back. After that, we hired someone else, but we didn't get too much helpful information from her. So finally, we decided to ask two kids from the target age group who were working really hard, and they gave very beneficial feedback. So we were very satisfied with them. The project lasted for 9 months, and all participants were full-time employees at some companies. Besides this, they also had families, so we could work only in our spare time. The project won 15,000 Australian dollars from government tender. This money has been spent for authors, the project manager, correction, and other things. The bottom line was what we knew in advance, that this is a highly underpaid job. The motivation why we participate in this project is quite similar to why other people work in open source projects. We wanted to help our teacher friends, our friend families, and others. We felt responsible for the community, not just in Australia, but everybody who lives far from Hungary. We were motivated by other enthusiastic community members, and we felt this was a mission for us. By which I mean that if we don't do this well, then nobody will, so we must do it well. We use the following programs during this project. Different components of LibreOffice, GIMP, Inkscape, and the whole thing was running on Windows 10. Obviously, we had some difficulties. From this screen, you can see that the Hungarian alphabet contains a couple of two-character and even a three-character letter, which don't really cause any problems, but the accented characters do cause. If you want to enter them, you need to install a specific keyboard layout on your computer, which is not a big deal, but you need to do this. After that, the other problem you will face is that the Hungarian alphabet has some specific characters which occur only in Hungarian texts. These are highlighted by yellow here. The problem with these is that many font files don't contain these characters at all. If you want to use them, then the characters are replaced by the corresponding characters from other fonts. Mostly, the result looks terrible, as you can see here. The next problem is that most of the online tools we wanted to use, like word search creators and word cloud generators and things like that, they don't support these Hungarian characters, and you need to come up with creative solutions if you want to bypass this problem. The next problem was that there is a specific character in the Hungarian alphabet, highlighted by yellow here, the accented I, which is very complicated to enter. The English keyboards don't have enough keys to map all the characters, and this is the character you cannot enter with any single keystroke. to enter this character, you need to know that there is a combination of the right alt and 9, which adds the accent to the following character. So after right alt and 9, you need to press the normal I, which will become the Hungarian accented I. And the same thing works with the capital version. The problem is that most Hungarian authors don't know this trick, and they just don't use this character. We also had some problems with the limited text editing skills of the authors, but we were able to bypass this problem.